Chapter 11, Healing and Preparing for Surgery. On December 15, 1996, I returned to my Winchester apartment, where I now had less than 2 weeks to prepare for surgery. I lived on the second floor of a two-family home, so I had to sit on my butt and bop myself up the stairs. No, that's not the way the physical therapist taught me to do it. By the time I made it up that last step, I was drained and my brain craved sleep. I was home, finally, home where I could crawl into a hole and hibernate without extraneous interruptions. All of me longed for healing quietude. I collapsed on my waterbed and passed out. I was totally blessed to have Gigi as my caregiver. If you ask her, she will tell you that she had no idea what she needed to do. She just let things unfold naturally, step by step. She intuitively understood that to get from A to C, I had to learn A, then B, and then C. It was as if I had an infant brain again and had to learn virtually everything from scratch. I was back to the basics: how to walk, how to talk, how to read, how to write, how to put a puzzle together. The process of physical recovery was just like stages of normal development. I had to go through each stage, master that level of ability, and then the next step unfolded naturally. Methodically, I had to learn to rock and then roll over before I could sit up. I had to sit up and rock forward before I could stand. I had to stand before I could take that first step, and I had to be relatively stable on my feet before I could climb a stair by myself. Most important, I had to be willing to try. The try is everything. The try is me saying to my brain, "Hey, I value this connection and I want it to happen. I may have to try and try again with no results for 1,000 times before I get even an inkling of a result. But if I don't try, it may never happen." Gigi started the process of walking me by taking me back and forth between my bed and the bathroom. That was enough exercise for the day. Then it was back to sleep for another 6 hours. The first few days were like that. Lots of sleep, lots of energy expended to get to the bathroom or to be fed. Maybe a brief time for snuggling. Then it was back to sleep until the next go-round. Once I mastered the trek to the bathroom, I headed for the living room couch where I could sit up and eat some food. Learning to use a spoon with grace took some serious effort. One of the keys to my successful recovery was that both Gigi and I were extremely patient with me. Neither of us bemoaned what I could not do. Instead, we always marveled at what I could do. My mother's favorite saying during moments of trauma had always been, "It could be worse." And we both agreed, as bleak as my situation appeared on the surface, it could have been a lot worse. I have to say, Gigi was really wonderful during this process. I was the youngest of three, and my mother had been a very busy woman during my toddler years. It was really sweet for me to get the chance to be mothered by her again at this level of dependence. Gigi was persistent and kind. She never raised her voice or criticized me. I was wounded, and she understood that. She was warm and loving, and whether I got it or not didn't matter. We were caught up in the process of recovery, and every moment brought new hope and new possibilities. To celebrate, Mama and I would talk about my abilities. She was superb at reminding me about what I could not accomplish yesterday and how far I had come today. She had an eagle eye for understanding what I could do and what obstacle was in my way for attaining the next level toward my goal. We celebrated all my accomplishments. She helped me clearly define what was next and helped me understand what I needed to do to get there. She kept me on track by paying attention to my details. A lot of stroke survivors complain that they are no longer recovering. I often wonder if the real problem is that no one is paying attention to the little accomplishments that are being made. If the boundary between what you can do and what you cannot do is not clearly defined, then you don't know what to try next. Recovery can be derailed by hopelessness.